Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 11th. We have a staff birthday today. Today is Ethan McVeigh's birthday, our minister to preteens and to junior high school students. And Ethan does a lot more than even his title conveys. He works with the Family Life Committee and also with our gymnasium. You want to guess how old Ethan is today? Well, he's more than 18 and he's less than 30, and he was born in 1996. So you do the math. As we think about Ethan, let us pray to the Lord that he continues to bless him with abundance of his spiritual wisdom. And we thank you, Ethan, for being on staff. It is a bustling week here at Mountain Brook Baptist. If you hear a lot of noise in the hallway, it's because it's Vacation Bible School. Thank you to all who are serving, who are praying alongside us, and just continue to pray for the kids that they would come to know and experience abundant life here and eternal life with the Lord. We're continuing on in Acts. Today we're reading Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 23, and we'll go through verse 37. I'm reading in the New Living Translation today. You will remember that today is Thankful Tuesday, so even as I read this passage from Acts, let us open our hearts and our minds to what we can be thankful for about the Lord and His Spirit. The title in my Bible says, The Believers Pray for Courage. As soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priest and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, saying, Why were the nations so angry? Why did they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle. Their rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. In fact, this has happened here in this very city. For Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate the governor, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant, whom you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After this prayer, the meeting place shook. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. All the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. There were no needy people among them because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. For instance, there was Joseph, the one apostle nicknamed Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He was from the tribe of Levi and came from the island of Cyprus. He sold a field he owned and brought the money to the apostles. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I just want to go back through this text just for one little minute and pray some of the things that are listed here in the prayer. They pray as servants of Jesus for great boldness in preaching the Word of God. They also pray for the hand of the Lord to be outstretched with healing power, and may miraculous signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And oh Lord, we do pray for your miracles to happen even now in the lives of those whom we love. It says, after their prayer, the meeting place shook and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and because of it, they were able to preach with boldness. And we know that when someone comes to faith, they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we pray, Lord, that you would give us that boldness that comes along with it, that you might also, as it says in verse 32, give us united heart and mind. And then that we would experience the blessing of the powerful testimony of your resurrection. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Thank you for the remembrance that because you are raised, we too shall be raised. Help us to share that great hope with those around us. Lord, we confess to you that we are not enough. We need your wisdom. We need your power. We need your help. We need your supernatural imposition on our bodies and our personalities that you might use us powerfully for your kingdom come. And so we thank you today for the person of the Holy Spirit who lives with us, who reigns with you, Father and Son. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to help us to remember that the Spirit is encouraging us and instructing us. Help us to have open ears and hearts. We pray, Lord, thanking you for a place. Maybe according to the scripture, we pray for our church. We pray for VBS that's happening this week. We thank you, Lord, for the resources that you have provided that we can celebrate VBS together. We thank you for a thing, something that comes to mind that we can celebrate. And then, Lord, we thank you for who you are. You are mighty to save. You are sovereign creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. And you have not abandoned us, but you live with us and reign in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And so we pray all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I grabbed a couple of friends from VBS to tell us a little bit about it. Tell me first your name, first and last.
Hudson Haynes.
And tell me, what is the theme of Vacation Bible School?
Breaker Rock Beach.
Hudson, what was y'all snack today?
Lemonade and cookies.
And what grade are you going into?
Third.
Third grade. And tell me your name.
My name's Ellie.
Hey, Ellie. I was wondering if you would tell me what you guys sang about.
We sang about Breaker Rock Beach and how God's plans are like the best plans, better than like you've ever found, like anything that you've ever found.
And this is my friend Aiden. Aiden, what's your last name?
Hobbs.
Tell me what y'all did in missions.
In missions today, we learned about this family who lives in Osaka, and they like help people in Japan and like be kind to them. And we learned about this other family who is like they go to church and they help people like come into church, like, invite them over.
Okay, and finish us off, Abby. Tell me your last name.
Rich.
And tell me what y'all did in crafts today.
So today we made these, we had these canvases, and we painted a, like, the beach, and they showed us a picture about how to paint it and everything. And then we made a little snake that looked kind of like Satan. And we could decorate him with, like, beads and stuff. We could make him actually look cute and everything, like, with googly eyes. But it was supposed to represent, like, today was the story about, like, how Satan tricked Adam and Eve. And so we made a little Satan.
Okay. Thank y'all so much. Do you, have y'all learned the theme of VBS yet, Mr.
Yes.
Kelly? What is it?
Like, trust in God always.
Yeah.
All right. Can y'all say that for me together at the same time?
Trust in God always.
Great.